Start 102.7, it's Juanita with you this morning, the Saturday show. And Jobs Focus again this week with Sally Milikota from CBC Staff Selection. Hello, Sally.
Hello, Juanita. Hello, listeners.
I really like this subject. 5 tips for networking your way to the career of your dreams. Tell us, what is your very first tip on this?
Well, I'm starting again. Networking is a really interesting thing. Some people are absolutely terrified of it and some people absolutely thrive on it. So these are really just some tips to help get you through. First one, be authentic. When you are at a networking event, don't go there to big note yourself, tell anyone that you're looking for a role. Be authentic. Listen to people when they're speaking to you and just engage with them. Be quite genuine and authentic. It's the most important thing. If people see anything else, they will walk away from you.
Yeah, and I think people are pretty savvy these days.
Very
savvy. They can just smell you out a mile away.
Very savvy. If you go to a networking function purely to add value to you and you alone, you're not going to make friends. You're not going to engage with people and it will backfire. So you need to be authentic and genuine and listen to people.
Tip number 2.
Well, really help other people. So when you're at a networking function, ask people, what do you do? How can I help you? How can I add value? How is me meeting you today going to help your business, your career? How can I help you? And therefore, you're adding to that authenticity and you're giving back to somebody. So you're going to make a stronger connection.
Tip number 3.
Think outside the box. You're always networking. So hence the other week when I spoke about branding, you're always networking. So when you drop your kids off at school, engage with the other mums. When you go to the coffee shop and you're meeting people and talking to them, you can have really authentic, genuine listening conversations where you're always formulating networks. So it's not always at formal networking events.
That's a good point. You never know where a conversation might lead.
Conversations in this town really are important. They say 6 degrees of separation.
Not
in this town, it's about 2 degrees if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So always be careful about how you're connecting and networking, whether you're buying your sandwich or at a networking function.
Don't bag anyone.
Don't bag anyone.
Do not bag anyone.
Listen to people and be careful of your opinions.
Yeah. Tip number 4.
Really, social media is your friend when you're looking for a position. LinkedIn is the social media of choice for your career development. So really use that LinkedIn process and the social media that LinkedIn provides to connect with people, to comment positively on stories that they might be posting, to look for positions, to advertise for your own business for positions. LinkedIn is really your friend in terms of that networking side of things.
And I guess look up it regularly just to keep track of what's happening. If you were looking for a networking, you know, opportunity or even just looking for a job, LinkedIn every day.
You've got to be onto it to win it. People can post jobs on LinkedIn. People can post stories that might be of interest to you. Mm. You've got to spend 10, 15 minutes a day just popping in and having a look.
Yeah.
Don't let it dominate your life, obviously, but really important that you do that.
And what is your last tip for networking your way to the career of your dreams?
It's all about follow-up, regular follow-up. You can't just call somebody that you know because you want information from them. So call people and say, I was thinking about you the other day, just wanted to connect, hope you're doing well. Don't always call people to ask them for something. Call people to give back. Really genuine, authentic calls and follow-ups. So make sure you're keeping in touch with people.
Look, just some of the examples of the expertise, advice, knowledge that CBC Staff Selection can help you with. If you are looking for a job, head over to cbcstaff.com.au. Sally Milikota, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Juanita.